A cool, crisp consistency, an all-white theme, spastic local art evenly spaced throughout the space itself. Everything is a play on geometry. The kind of place where it seems inevitable that beauty is not in fact in the eye of the beholder, but crafted, delineating an objective appreciation for lines and colors and things for the senses. What I'm describing is actually a coffee shop in a well-known hair salon here in downtown Phoenix called Palabra. Inside, you'll find the shop itself, bearing the way for customers who are eager for unique styling or cut. Futuro is exactly as the name suggests, an homage to the future. One of my favorite drinks there is the Tonico, a union between bubbly tonic water and fine espresso, which sits atop and looks not unlike a science experiment. The place is clean with fine edges. I once ordered a pear and jam breakfast to find that the bread was organized on my plate like an art installation, warm, and the jam so sweet and a little bit tart. The whole thing was so simple. It makes you feel like, with all that's to come in the high technology of the future, those things that will stand out the most are still those that tickle the senses. Taste, touch, sight, sound, and smell. Right now, these are still the ways to touch a human. If you get a chance and you are in Phoenix, Arizona, make sure you stop by Futuro. Let me know what you think. It's on Roosevelt and First Street. I hope you try something new and that it does something for your senses. And if you want to let me know how it goes, you can tweet me at Tanya Mushi or comment on this podcast or follow the blog at tanyamushi.com. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.